Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
It's Rock the Flock for the week of Sunday, February 22nd, 2026. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. What is Rock the Flock? It is home for Christian independent artists. Stay tuned because we have an amazing independent Christian artist, Katie Ashcraft, coming up right here on Rock the Flock. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Joining me this week, once again, because I'll just throw it out there. We did record this one time. We actually recorded, and it didn't take. But you know what? Not today, Satan, because, you know, God's word, it cannot be stopped. It was, it is, and it will be the constant in our life. Katie was a guest on the Mixed Sunday Morning Show, and thank you to all the Rock the Flock artists that were part of that show that became a big show. People ask me, why did you walk away from a big show on a big station? I knew there had to be a home for these artists. Katie, I told you before, you were one of the reasons Rock the Flock started, because I knew I had not only to find a home for all the artists, but I had to find Katie Ashcraft a home where her music could be played, where people could hear it week after week, that the words that God had put on your heart to write in your music would touch someone.
Thank you, Jesus.
To change their life from anxiety, depression, drugs, sex, alcohol, all just the gamut of what we're faced in when we walk out the doors of our house, that God, Katie, has put that on your heart to put music out, to turn people from that. So God bless you.
God bless you, Greg, and thank you for having me on Rock the Flock. I'm so honored that you would ask me to come on and just share a simple Louisiana girl story that has turned into a testimony, because Jesus has helped me. Amen.
Amen. Yes. Well, I told you I love all the videos. I love the video I saw yesterday that I commented on. That was pretty neat.
Oh, yeah. The parking garage. Yes.
Because we can even ooze the Spirit of the Lord in a parking garage.
And that's the goal. So I'm glad that you see Christ in me, because that's the goal.
Amen. Well, I tell you what, I see it and I know it. But the Rock the Flock family needs to know who Miss Katie Ashcraft is.
Well, hello, Rock the Flock listeners. I am Katie Ashcraft, a born and raised Louisiana gal. I'm still in Louisiana. I can't seem to leave. We have really good food here. I don't know. jambalaya, all the things. And, oh, man, I've been very blessed, y'all. I am a singer-songwriter, a worship leader, and I've been on your show before, Greg, and I know you've said, let's talk to this child of God. Mm-hmm. That is what, first and foremost, a child of God. And that is what always gets us through every season of our lives, remembering and identifying ourselves as raised and saved children of God, right?
Amen.
So I'm a child of God who loves to make music. I love a good movie. I love a good cup of coffee and sit across from someone and have a deep conversation. That's just my heart. I love people. I love God's people. I love people that don't know the Lord, and I have a heart to draw them to know Jesus, because Jesus has changed my life from the age of 5 years old, I decided to give my life to him, and he has taken me through a lot of things. I've been very blessed to have a Christian household. Mm. My dad's, oh, I know, well, on the Sunday morning,
Mixed Sunday morning. Yeah. Yes, he was one of the guests. It was neat to have back-to-back, you know, Katie, and then I had Mr. Harold the next week.
Harold. I have the best dad. I'm not biased. I really do. He makes me coffee in the morning. He takes care of me. He is a good dad. But I've been very blessed. And I just want y'all listeners to know that I am just here to spread the love of Jesus, because Jesus has loved me. So therefore, we share that love because he's first loved us.
Amen. Well, what does it mean, Katie? Because there are two types of children that come out of a home. One comes out of the home, a godly home, and thrives in this world because the foundation was set early on. The second kind of child that comes out of the home, God's intervened the home way to protect them because they were not raised according to how he would want a child raised, but he protects them to the point where they have a choice to meet him one day. What did it mean to you to come out of a godly home?
For me, I'm very blessed and I'm very thankful that my parents raised me in the ways of God, and I've had a foundation to stand on. I started going through trials probably later in my life. I had a really good childhood. I'm very thankful. But college is whenever my faith was put to the test. And I just think back to the scriptures I had memorized. And I was like realizing I'm starting to live them out because I'm going through hard times. And I'm thankful that I've had that foundation to lean on through all those times, and my faith has grown. Like, I've acted it out, I've walked it out even more so. And it takes those times to really walk out faith and to grow closer to the Lord, whether we come out of a broken home or a Christian home, because it wasn't always perfect, but not promised a perfect life. But I would just want the person listening who's come out of a broken home to know that there is a Father in heaven that sees you, and he loves you, and he wants to adopt you into his family, and he wants to love on you as loving on a child. He cares about you. He cares about the things on your heart, and nothing is too impossible for him to do in your life. He loves you.
Wow. I don't know if we could go any further in this segment than what you just did. That is Katie Ashcraft. In a nutshell, she's much more than that, but you couldn't have explained that any better. Thank you, Katie. You have a heart of gold, and you have a crown waiting for you. Okay? So I told you, you just keep doing what you're doing, because God has his hand upon you. Okay?
Thank you so much, Greg. Likewise with you. He's got his hand on your toe and all that you're doing for him.
Heaven will be in trouble when I step into it. No, it won't. No, my prayer is I want to be able to walk with the angels. I want to be able to, if I go before this earth ends, I want to be able to be, to watch over, that God will allow me to come back some way with his angels to protect the children here. I will see. We'll see if he'll let me do it. I don't know. Maybe he won't. He may put me in the corner.
Oh, no. Nobody puts Greg in the corner.
Well, I tell you what. When we come back, I guess I kind of cheated and I heard the verse before, but I can't wait to hear it again. So it'd be Katie Ashcraft and her Bible verse that she brings to the show coming up on Rock the Flock. It's Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining the show. This week, from the raging Cajun state itself, the state of Louisiana, And I believe she said she likes jambalaya. It's Katie Ashcraft.
Yes, I love me some jambalaya, crawfish pie, filet gumbo.
Now, do you make it yourself?
You know, I've never made jambalaya yet. My cooking skills are not up to par like my parents, but it's getting there. That'll definitely have to be something I make. I have the secret ingredient to help, which is Tony's. If y'all haven't had Tony's, Walmart and get Tony's, because it will...
That is too good. Well, Katie, before we get into later in the show, your music, you know, we got a great introduction to who you are, and it didn't take very long to find out whose you are. Before we can do anything in our walk of life, we have to be grounded by something.
Yes.
And as Christians, the Word of God should be the grounding. It's not, you know, some people go out barefooted on grass and they say that grounds them. And some people stick copper tubes in the ground and touch them and do things and they say that grounds them. It may, that's temporary. And there's one thing that, it's another one of those things that it's been, it is, and it will be. The Word of God doesn't change. So in that massive book, and it's really not a big book, but there's a lot of information in that book. And it's God's, his map, his guide to life. Where are you going to navigate us today?
Man, there are so many places to go, so many books of the Bible I love. But the one that's been on my heart is Proverbs. So I'm going to take us to the middle of the Bible and share from chapter 16, verse 9, which says, "The man makes his plans, but the Lord establishes his steps." That's the scripture on my heart, even in my life, as I have learned to step out in faith while waiting on the Lord and trying to hear his voice as I make decisions in life, because I know we all come to that place where we have to make choices, big choices, like what are we going to eat for dinner, to where am I going to move, to what job am I going to do, who am I going to marry one day. Inviting God into those decisions is key, and that can look like praying and stepping out, knowing that God will open doors, God will close doors, God will be faithful to guide his children that lean on his understanding. He makes paths straight. That's another Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord. Lean not on your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Everything ties together.
And isn't that neat? I love how you say you step out, and people say, well, if you step out, are you waiting on God? But as I said before, you know, we're told to seek, ask, and knock. And the way God protects us is if we trust in him, in his plan. Because if we trust in our own plan, we'll knock on those wrong doors and go right through, open them up and go right into those rooms. And then we find out the trouble that's on the side of those doors. But if we trust God and have faith that he knows every one of our days, that when we go knock on that door that we don't need to go into, it's not going to open.
Bingo.
So.
Yeah. And I've seen that in my life. God has been faithful to close doors because he wants to protect us. And again, as we seek him, we find him. We may not find that is what needs to happen, but he is faithful to guide us in his will.
And isn't it crazy, Katie, that sometimes those doors are people that we don't need to, we don't need to have a relationship with. And I'm not speaking like a dating relation type of relationship. I'm talking a relationship, because how we fall when we go through those doors is when we let people Well, the Bible says iron sharpens iron. So if you don't surround yourself with people that make you better, then what do they do? They make you worse.
So, yeah, quite the contrary.
You know, it's that sounds awful, but you know, look at who you surround yourself with, who you walk with, who you talk with, who you tell your deep, darkest secrets to.
Yes.
You know, are they the person behind that door that are going to make you better? And not worldly better, but yes, but have a better relationship with the Lord.
Yes. I'm just so thankful, like, the people that God has placed in my path, the open doors for the really close friendships I have, those people do strengthen my faith. They do sharpen me like iron sharpens iron. And I'm thinking of now, they're on a hand, you know, but sometimes we need. And a few friends that lead us to Christ is better than a lot of friends who corrupt and don't lead us closer to God. So I'm very thankful for the core five, something like that.
That's what I tell everybody, the Faith Five. You're in the Faith Five.
Oh, I like that, the Faith Five. That's cool. You have good catchphrases. You're really good.
But you hit another thing, because the road to destruction is what? It is wide and many will follow.
Yes.
The road to salvation is narrow, and only a few make it. So be careful who you align yourself with.
Amen. I'm in agreement with that.
Well, all right. When we come back, Miss Katie, we are going to get into music, which this show is all about. But now that we took care of what we needed to take care of, we found out who you were. You know, we got to hear all that good stuff. And then we go through this segment where I ask you to bring a Bible verse, and how good you are as you're telling one Bible verse, you just throw another one in there to tie it all together, which is just too cool. So I have a feeling talking about your music will be just as enlightening.
I'm excited to share what God's doing. I'm excited.
We'll be right back with Miss Katie Ashcraft right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio, and welcome back to the voice of Siri, Miss Katie Ashcraft. Katie, do us a Siri spinoff.
Hello, I am Siri. Is there anything I can help you with?
That's too good.
Just randomly, or like just
that was perfect.
It was alright. I need to work on it a bit.
No, you nailed it. You did it.
I love voices. It's so fun.
Okay, isn't it fun to do an interview where you can just laugh? You can have fun and laugh in the Lord. Yeah. You know, it is.
Yes, there's joy in following Jesus.
There is.
There's laugh.
And
oh no.
And you can. Anybody that comes on this show can say it is not a normal show at all, but we share the word of God.
Yes.
And we have fun, and there is no structure, because I just sit back and say, Lord, take it. And I just go where he leads with it. So in this segment, we're going to talk about some wonderful music. Miss Ashcraft, you've put out. You've worked a very long time writing, putting courses with words, and probably saying, wait a minute, this on this page I jotted down kind of goes over with this one on this page over here. So let me put those two together, and man, there's a song.
No, that has happened for real. I can write a chorus so easily, and then it takes like 3 years to write verses. And I'm like, oh, there they are. that little thing I wrote down a long time ago. So now, it's neat.
Now, Miss Katie, let's do the level of technology that you use in jotting things down. Okay, you have a... Maybe you're walking into the grocery store, you're in the drive-thru, getting something to eat. I know an artist a few weeks ago, all of her songs come to her while she's sitting in church, and she has to get up and go outside the auditorium where she can write it down. Isn't that cool? So do you...
Yes.
Do you grab a napkin and write it down? Do you use your phone?
I'm boring.
You do what?
I'm boring. I use my phone. I go on voice, you know, or not voice. I do voice memos sometimes. Like I'll hum, like if I'm in the car. Mm-hmm. For some reason, I'm in the car, whenever song ideas come to me or melodies, or I'll get on my memos and just type out another memo out of the 1,000 I have. So I probably need to. That. There's probably a song lyric there I haven't looked at in a while. So
now you said you hum. Do you sometimes get the kind of the chorus of a song, and then okay, these words over here go with this chorus that I just hummed into my phone?
No, yeah. Honestly, the music comes faster. It's usually the first thing I do. The melody, the chord progression, sometimes I'll just have that. And then I'll try to write off of that. Or sometimes there are some words or some ideas that just kind of go. So I pair them together. I think that's the hard part. I'm working on getting a little bit more, what's the word?
Skill.
And yes. So that's my...
When did you know that you were going to begin this skill of worshiping the Lord through music?
Oh, wow. Whew. Well, my dad always said they took a microphone home whenever they had me, the baby carriage. Oh, man. But I guess when I was 3, I started like singing, and dad would let me sing like Jesus Loves Me in church. He's a worship pastor in Shreveport. So I've been singing a lot of my life. But 5th grade was the moment where I just knew that there was just something special about singing. Mm-hmm. And I sent out to the Lord at a talent show, Darlene Check. I listened to that song today and I almost cried. That song never gets old. And I sang it at the talent show, and there was like a moment where I started worshiping. And I just forgot about everybody around me, and I was just worshiping and crying. And I felt the Lord calling me into music ministry after that.
Okay. So there was a calling on your heart from the beginning.
Yes. And that developed more into songwriting as I got into middle school. I have a godmother who's a songwriter, so she kind of mentored me and kind of cultivated that passion to write songs. So I wrote some cheesy love songs, and then I wrote some good worship songs.
About how many songs have you written?
You know, that is a really good question. I would say it's less than 100. I would say like we're in the like the 30 to 40. I'm going to make a wild guess. I'll check when we get off of here. I'll go back and look.
How do you know out of 30 to 40 songs, this one's a really good one?
I think just the way that I respond, like, there are songs sometimes that really touch the heart that are honest. I think if a song is honest, mm-hmm. you know, like it really is just like there's no holding back. So I would say that is the key thing. And that's a song that, because when you write songs to give out to the world or any kind of art, like whatever you do, you want it to draw people. You want it to touch people, stir in their hearts. So I think songs that do that for yourself could do it for others.
Well, you have some new songs out.
I have one new song out, but I'll tell you about the other ones. I'll give you a sneak peek because. Okay.
All right.
Yes.
So we get it. We not only do we get to play a world premiere song that we're going to talk about here in a minute, but we're going to get a sneak peek of new music.
Yes. So I was just in Nashville this past week, and I got to record three more songs for an EP that will be coming sometime this year. I don't know when, but this EP is definitely a long time coming. Again, songs that take time to write. And sometimes when you write a song, you kind of got to walk through that season of the song. And then it's like, okay, this is the time to release. Mm-hmm. Not that I've learned. I will write songs and keep learning until Jesus takes me home. But he has brought me through a lot, and I've matured in my faith, and these songs are ready to be released.
Well, Katie, your new song that you have released is called
Yes.
All My Praise.
Yes.
I listened to it. I listened to it again, again, and again. I love it, and I can't wait for the listeners to hear it. What encouraged you to write All My Praise?
It was actually my former pastor at my former church. Back in 2020, he gave a sermon on the story when Jesus was walking through the town, and they were shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna, and they had the palm branches worshiping. And there's a part in the story where the disciples are just worshiping God loud and proud. Jesus is King. Jesus is Lord. And the Pharisees are like, Jesus, you need to silence your disciples. They're creating a ruckus here. But he told the Pharisees, if they stop praising me, the rocks will cry out. Mm. And that's that verse. If we don't praise Jesus, the rocks will cry out. And I told my pastor afterwards, what a great sermon that you gave. And he's like, you should write a song about it. And I went home and I wrote the chorus back in 2020. And then over the years, I was like, all right, I want to tell a story of getting to that place of all my praise. What inspires us to praise God? What takes place in our lives for us to praise Jesus so boldly? So that's what I want to convey to all who listen to this song.
Amen. That's why you are the artist, because if I would have come up with a song out of that, the title of my song would be Don't Be a Rock.
Yes. Oh, man, I love it. Don't be a rock. But rock the flock.
That's right. And I told you, I'm going to get you I'm going to have some t-shirts made up for you that say don't be a rock on them. Okay?
Man, that sounds like it could be a good like song. Like, don't be a rock.
There you go.
But anyway,
yeah, I've even had a little rhythm to that. See, it's the beginning. Yeah.
It's the beginning.
Hurry up and write it down.
I got to go on my voice or my voice memo.
Well, Miss Katie, would you do the honor of introing All My Praise? And we'll play it right here on Rock the Flock Radio.
Hi, this is Katie Ashcraft, and you're listening to All My Praise.
What a show this week. 2 hours of incredible music, incredible artist, and one amazing child of God on this show who just happens to be an artist. Katie Ashcraft, thank you for taking the time, not one time, but two times, to get this show on the air.
You know, I always believe that God does things for a reason, and we got to record a wonderful show today, and I know that his spirit was alive and present, and I've enjoyed talking with you, Greg, just talking about how God is so good and so worthy of praise.
Amen. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for Katie, Lord. Thank you for her heart. For those who listen to the show, you heard a powerful prayer. You heard an honest prayer from the heart. God, protect that heart. Wherever she may go, or wherever she may walk, whatever you send her, Lord, protect her heart, Lord. Protect her mind. bless the instructions that you send her. Lord, that she'll put them in her phone, jot them down. And then you bless her with a chorus. And you help them, you help put those two things together as a powerful tool that you have provided to her to tell others of your great love. I ask you, Lord, to expand that in Katie. Be with her family. Guard them, protect them, Heavenly Father. Wrap your arms around Katie. Put a hedge of protection around her, Lord, and bless each and every step she takes and every door she walks through. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. And Lord, I pray you bless Greg and his ministry with Rock the Flock, Lord, and all who are listening, God. Bless him as he continues to make your kingdom come and for your will to be done, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, all right, superstar. When you come through Alabama, we just may have to put a star on the sidewalk outside, and you may have to put your hand in it, and we'll have your name on it. So.
Wow, that'd be a first for me. That'd be fun.
But we may not be able to do that, but we are going to come up with a record label cover of some kind. Okay. Where you could sign it, and we'll frame it, and that may be the first one put up on the new Rock the Flock studio wall.
Ooh, I would love that. Let's do it.
Well, how can people connect with you?
People can connect with me through Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, and I'll give those for you. Instagram is KM Ashcraft, TikTok is Katie Ashcraft Music, and Facebook is Katie Ashcraft Music.
All right. What shows are you playing at anytime soon?
Ooh, so God has opened the door for me to play at Brassica Farms in Stonewall, Louisiana. We'll be having a worship night, and it's going to be super fun, and it's $20 a ticket. So y'all come out and worship with us.
And when will that be, if you have that in front of you?
That's important, too. Thank you. Friday, March 13th.
March 13th. That's coming up in about 3 weeks, isn't it?
Yes, I'm excited to share Christ, and we're just going to praise God together.
And we'll be looking forward to your live Instagram or TikTok future, whatever you want to call them, very soon. Okay?
Yes, I will get out of my comfort zone and get on the live soon, for sure.
even if you just go live and share a Bible verse, I know the heart that will come with it will be, it'll be special.
Well, thank you, sir.
And then if you want to get on and sing, and that would be like icing on top of the cake.
Could pull out some Amazing Grace or something.
Well, Miss Katie, have a very blessed day. Thank you for your humbleness, your kindfulness, your joyfulness. Because we did a redo interview. This is the second time this week we've recorded this. I could record another one.
Hey, I could too. We're having fun.
So just get ready. You said you have a family member moving up to Birmingham.
Yes.
Who knows? I told you I needed a co-host for the show. Maybe you end up. Well, Nick, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see.
Well, you know what? It may be a possibility. Yeah. I'd love that, Greg.
Because you do, Katie. You have, once again, how God, through so many artists on this show, You have the ability to walk into a dark room and be the light.
Thank you, Lord.
So,
well,
he's equipped you with skills, as you said. You use that word, skills, where he's equipped you with talent. But above all that, he's equipped you with spiritual gifts.
Thank you.
So just go do it. Have fun and go do it.
Go do it. Yes, sir. I'll do just that in the Lord's anointing and strength.
Amen. Well, that's Katie Ashcraft on Rock the Flock Radio.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.